Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, November 7th. In a brief look at unofficial results from the midterm election yesterday, the so-called blue wave did not sweep across the country, but it did overwhelm the state of Colorado. Colorado voters elected Democrat Jared Polis as governor. Democrat Phil Weiser won attorney general. And the Democratic Party secured majorities in both houses of the Colorado State Legislature. Democrats flipped the state Senate, with victories including incumbent Carrie Donovan's win over Olin Lund in District 5. Montrose Republican incumbent Don Corum kept his Senate seat in District 6. In the state House, Democrat Julie McCluskey won District 61. State House District 54, including Mesa and part of Delta counties, saw voters elect Republican Matt Soper. And State House District 58 was won by Republican Mark Catlin. In the United States House of Representatives, which was flipped by the Democrats, Colorado voters elected Republican incumbent Scott Tipton in District 3 and Democrat Jason Crow in District 6. In Delta County, Republican Mike Lane won 67% of the vote for county commissioner from District 1. Republican incumbent Terry Stevenson won 71% of the vote and was reelected as county clerk and recorder. Mark Taylor, longtime undersheriff, was unopposed and will replace Fred McKee as Delta County Sheriff in January. In statewide amendment issues, Amendment X, which will redefine industrial hemp, passed by 60%, Amendment 73, a tax increase for schools, and Amendment 74, property devaluation, both failed by 55% and 53%, respectively. Last, here's a look at some ballot issues in Delta County. 6D, the Crawford Water District, passed by 60%. 6C, mill levy funding for the North Fork Pool Park and Recreation District, passed with 54% of the vote. Both North Fork Ambulance Measures 7E and 7F, establishing a special taxation district and funding it with mill levy money, passed overwhelmingly by 83% and 72%, respectively. And finally, the city of Delta had four ballot measures regarding marijuana. 2E, establishing retail shops, failed by 53%. 2F, allowing medical marijuana, passed with 52%. 2G, allowing testing facilities, failed with 54% of voters saying no. And ballot measure 2H, allowing the sale of THC-infused edible products, passed by a total of 26 votes, close enough to trigger a recount. And now we'll have Capitol coverage of various state races in Tuesday's midterm election. Democrat Jared Polis gave a snapshot of his agenda for 2019 after defeating Republican Walker Stapleton in the Colorado governor's race last night. Among his top priorities are education and health care, as Michael DeIwana reports.
Looking back on it all, it was a brutal campaign. Colorado just witnessed the most expensive race for governor, and that meant plenty of attack ads. But the tone changed suddenly last night during Walker Stapleton's concession.
Though this has been a tough campaign, now is the time for all of us to come together as Coloradans.
Jared Polis, in his victory speech, said that he would work to unite Coloradans, listening to them regardless of where they're from, their gender, and their political party. But it is his Democrats who are in the driver's seat, having flipped the state Senate while keeping control of the House. But Polis has already begun to set a tone of bipartisanship. For instance, on the issue of universal kindergarten, he mentioned a Republican representative as a partner.
Representative Jim Wilson of Salida to discuss the first stages of putting in place bipartisan support for full-day kindergarten for every child.
Polis also spoke about universal health care, an idea that conservatives, including Stapleton, said would break the state's budget.
To save Coloradans, individuals, and small businesses money on health care, and we won't give up until no Coloradan has to worry about choosing between their life and their home.
The legislature next convenes in January. Polis is expected to outline his positions in the months ahead.
I'm Michael DeJoanna.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Walker Stapleton called for cooperation across party lines in his concession speech. Michael DeJoanna has more.
As the results rolled in, it became clear that state Democrats were winning, and big, part of the blue wave that many polls predicted. Then came the call behind the scenes. Stapleton congratulated Polis in what was a decisive win last night.
Though this has been a tough campaign, now is the time for all of us to come together as Coloradans.
In his victory speech, Polis said he would listen to everyone in the state, regardless of any differences, including political party.
I'm Michael DeJoanna.
Democrat Jared Polis is Colorado's next governor. He gave a snapshot of his agenda for 2019 after defeating Republican Walker Stapleton. As KUNC's Michael DeJoanna reports, one of his top priorities is education.
Democrats cheered loudly when Jared Polis hit the stage. He waved, smiled, and hugged his partner, whom he introduced as Colorado's first ever first man. Polis said he would strive to represent everyone in the state.
I pledge to serve all Coloradans, no matter your party, no matter where you live, no matter your race, or no matter your gender. We are all in this together.
He also said he would work to deliver on promises of more economic opportunities for Colorado workers, as well as universal health care.
I'm Michael DeJoanna.
Proposition 112 failed to pass, but supporters of increased oil and gas well setbacks in Colorado say they're not giving up on the idea. Matt Bloom has more.
Ann Lee Foster is with Colorado Rising, the group behind the failed setback proposition. She says the group will not stop and will likely pursue similar ballot measures in future elections.
We're going to continue to try and put common sense protections in place from our communities and keep dangerous drilling away from our homes and schools.
Protect Colorado, the anti-112 campaign, issued a statement applauding 112's defeat. It said, quote, "The oil and natural gas industry and its employees look forward to discussing concerns with reasonable people looking for reasonable solutions."
I'm Matt Bloom.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, November 7th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you.